Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Well, we're at the Tesco car park for the Tesco Fun Day, and I'm opposite LB Todd. It says here, you're a search technician for the Isle of Wight Search and Rescue. What does that mean?
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, I'm a voluntary search technician for Isle of Wight Search and Rescue. Mm-hmm. So what we do is we go out and look for vulnerable people alongside Hampshire Constabulary. So right. When somebody on the island goes missing we will go out, as I said, alongside the police and carry out searches
mm-hmm.
for the missed sperm.
So you can help the police out by having lots of people on the ground looking in various areas for someone who's gone missing, a vulnerable person, as you say.
Yes, we are. Our services are 7 days a week.
Yeah.
7 days a week, 24 hours and 365 days.
Oh, right.
So it's all through the year. So all our volunteers are on standby, sort of day in and day out. So come rain, come shine.
So you're on call all the time, should you be needed?
We are, yes.
I know, because I've spoken to Dean, the chair, that you do get training for this, don't you?
We are, yes. You come for training on the island. So we've got a training session every other Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're interested, then you come along and have some training with us. And then when you're ready within yourself and you find you want to stay with Isle of Wight Rescue, then you go to Netley and you have a weekend training there at the police college.
Oh, right. Yes.
So then you're back and you're coming in as a search technician, and you can progress from there onwards. So you don't just have to stay a search technician. You can become a search planner. So it doesn't just stay with search technician. And we've also got drones now, so you can become a drone pilot if you want to.
That makes a lot of sense, because you can cover a lot of ground with a drone, but you do need to know how to use them properly, don't you?
Yes. When we go out searching, you don't always know where you're going, and we could go anywhere, land search. The drones comes in very handy, because it does cover a vast area in a very quick amount of times.
So how can people find out more about the search and rescue?
Well, we have got a website. We're on all the social media pages as well. So we've got Twitter, we've got Instagram, we're on Facebook, but we've got a website. And if they interest in joining, they can always look on the website. There is an application form on the website.
All right.
And I can give you the website address is www.whitesar.org.
The Whites, S-A-R, whitesar.org.
That's it, yes.
Lovely. And you've got something else that you wanted to tell me about.
Yes, alongside Hampshire Constabulary, we've also launched the Herbert Protocol on the island in conjunction with Alzheimer's. And we are in the process of going around to all care homes and including all surgeries and dentists as well, and just promoting Herbert Protocol. It was launched last year in London, early this year in Hampshire, and we're doing it on the Isle of Wight as well. Again, this, all the documentation and what it's all about can be found on our website.
Right.
But in just briefly what it is, it's for a person with Alzheimer's or dementia within their own comfort zone to complete the form, i.e. either the carer or family member can complete the form. And if the person with Alzheimer's or dementia do wander off and the family is concerned, they can just hand the form over to the police, and all the necessary information is there. And then
sense.
Rather than you have to talk about all of that in a distress stage, when you're worried about your loved one.
Preparation for something that might happen. We hope it doesn't, but it makes life easier if it does.
Yes, definitely.
So everything is there ready to hand.
Yes.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yep.
Saves a lot of time, yes.
It does. And it's it gives all the vital information that the police needs, and also helps us as search technicians to know where to start and what areas to cover. So,
excellent stuff. Yeah. So it's www.whitesar.org.
That's our website, yes. And other platforms as well, social media.
Social
Facebook.
Media, just look for Search and Rescue Isle of Wight and you'll find it somewhere.
Yes, definitely, So all our posts is welcome. Yeah, and we are a totally voluntary organisation. Yeah. So, we don't get any government funds or anything like that.
No,
so
which is why you're here today, to help raise some money.
We are, yes. And what a lovely afternoon it is to work alongside other voluntary organisations here. So it's just brilliant. And we want to thank Tesco for putting up the car park for us.
Yes, we do thank Tesco as well. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And thank you for having me.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.